Kerensky. Asara Dvorim Shol Alexander's Mugdan Azik Negev. Good old Alexander the Great. So they asked the Chachomim 10 Shailas. Amar Lahen. Min Hashamayim Laoretz Rochoik Oy Mimizrach LaMayriv. What's a bigger distance? Amar Lo Mimizrach LaMayriv. Very interesting. Raya they bring. Teda. Shrechama B'Mizrach Hakom Mestaklum Bo. When the sun is setting, let's say, you know, rising in the east, you can look at it. Chama B'Mayriv, when it's setting in the west, Hakom Mestaklum Bo. Chama B'Emsa, when it's straight up, then you can't look at it, it's too strong. So from that they're deducing that the distance from the earth to the Shamayim is less than the distance Mizrach LaMayriv. Because when you look at the sun straight up like that, you can't handle it, it's too strong. When you look at the setting sun on the rise, and you can, must be that distance is more. All right? V'chachomim rolam zeh v'zeh ke'echot shovim. Shenema, the posting of Tillim says, ki chigvoya shomayim al ha'oretz govachazdo al yireyev. And the next posting is, ki chok mizruch mimayriv, hirchik mimenu as psho'enu. So the pasuk is using two expressions to mean a big distance. He's going around Leinu. Here commands Treinu. If one of them was bigger, the words are loy nichtav tavayu. So the Bach does loy nichtav tavayu. Elahu the nofesh. Yeah, I mean, it's using an expression for an exaggeration, not and it's for big. For, if one of these was bigger, use the bigger one. I mean, why? Elo. Oh, so it's the same. So it's the same. No, Abitz the same. So how come you can handle looking at the sun there and not up? Elachavu ben tzurikia. My time ain't akum stakvun. Well, the portion answer. Shem tukoy lehed yivlo kosalamidim. When I look straight up at the sun. At midday, there's nothing between me and the sun. It's hitting me directly. When I look that way, there's always mountains. There's some sort of a... You're never going to be able to see to the horizon without anything blocking you. So it's less powerful. I don't know what to call it. Yes. It looks like you have a comment to make. No, me neither. Good. So less comments on these Gemaras, the better off we are. Okay, that was his first question. Interesting what he had on his mind, the man. What in the world is this doing here, by the way? How do we get in? So the Rosh says, because since we had just finished a discussion about the sun, Chama to the east, Chama to the west, his next one is, yeah, okay, we'll see. I mean, this is a Chama question. This is a Chama question. That's what the Rosh says. Mishum the Iri, B'shemesh Kovalo Gamzu. Okay. Shaila number two. Omalahem, very interesting question. Shomayim Nivru Tchilo? Which came first? Demesis, it's an interesting thing. It's a machloikis in Chagiga Davyud Beis. Beishamai says Shomayim was first. Reishis Bor Lakim Eisa Shomayim Beis Oretz. Beisil says Oretz was first. Because it says Biyim Broy Hashem Lakim Eretz V'Shomayim. And the Chachom say they were both together. Bring a posuk in Tillim that they were both created together. As a matter of fact, the Mashur is very perturbed. He says, Shomayim v'oretz b'maymer echad nivru. So they obviously were created together. So what's the question of, as a whole in Chagiga, a whole Esek, they definitely were created together, from which one came out the rest of the Bria, one of those kind of discussions. But anyway, that's what he wants to know. Omru, they told them, Shomayim Nivru Tchilosh Nebreshit Bor Lakim Zashrayim Vesoretz, which happens to be Beshamay Shita. Okay, whatever. Because Besil holds Oretz and Chachom say they're together. But the Yavetz asks an interesting question over here. What was he asking, Alexander? Which came first? Which was Nivra first, Shomayim or Oretz? How did Alexander know that it was a Bria altogether? His Rebbe was Aristotle. Aristotle was Makish the Ganser Bria. There was no Bria. He was into Kadmus Oilum. Zakta, he must have known the pasuk in Chumash. I mean, he someone told him the pasuk in Chumash. I saw the pasuk in Chumash. So then he knew the answer. Shemayim v'aretz. What was he asking exactly? So he says, he knew all the psukim. He was asking the sugi in Chagiga. That's exactly what he's asking. Because one pasuk says, "Esa Shemayim v'aretz," and one says, "Asa l'kim Hashem l'kim aretz v'shamayim." He was goof asking that question, Alexander. Okay. Omalahem. Shaila number 3. Or Nivra Tchila O Choshech. What was created first, Or and Choshech? Now, this is who would have a posh to answer. It says Choshech Alp Nei Sahayim. The next posh says, I'm going to give you up. I don't know Choshech was first. But they don't choose not to answer him this time. Omru Lo Mil Sado In La Posa. This has no answer. There's nobody who can answer that question. Frank the Gemara, what's the problem here? Venemru lay Choshech Nivra Tchilo. Dichsiv, or Tzoysosoy, Vavov, Choshech. Vahodav, Yamalakim, Hiyar. And the Psukim read clearly the Choshech was there first. Right, Hiyar. Savri, of course they knew the answer, and they had a simple answer. They don't want to answer him now. They thought he's getting into questions which he shouldn't be getting into. Savri, we're going to continue on this track. Dilma Osi L'Shiyule, he's going to ask the bad questions from Chagiga there. Malamaila, Malamata, Malafona, Malayocha. Two questions we don't deal with. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Sefer Chagiga, he's not allowed to ask those questions. Malamala, Malamata means what's above the, simply speaking, what's above the universe. The universe has an end. The whole creation has an end somewhere. What's above it? What's below it? Malafona, Malayocha means what's to the east of the Bria, what's to the west of the Bria, or Malafona Malach means what was before the Bria and what's going to be after the Bria finishes. Those kind of questions. So they figured that he's Krichan Arayin and Choshech Enor already in Maisa Bereishis. They're going to get too involved. They wanted to stay out. When he asked about Shemayim V'Oris, they should have pushed him off. Very similar question. Yehochi Shemayim Nami Lem Rulei, the same thing that we don't know. Let's not get involved. It's leading into the same discussions over here. You might make chorus over when he asked them that first shayla. They figured he's asking, you know, Shemayim V'aretz, what else got nothing to do, you know, I see where he was going already. So, okay, they'll answer. When he asked them the second time, he saw he's Krichan Arayin in debris, and I figured asking him now, it's too much, so they wanted to stop the discussion. Make chorus over, Kroy Balmuhu de Koshayl, came in the Chosu de Kohodasho, got no problem with Mukheshke and or. Savri lo name ole, let's not get involved. Do most of the shule malamaila malamat malafona malaoch. Okay, so far we got 3 shilas. What the distance which is bigger and which came first, Shemayim v'oretz, and which came first, Cheshech and Or. Okay, now we come to more familiar shilas. Omale, Eden Miskri Chokim, who's called the Chokim? So Omale, people make a mistake. This one is not novice. In Ovis it says, Ezu Chokim, Halei min Micholodim. Here it says, Amr Leiz Uchokam Arayas Anoila. Good to know. Many years ago, I was standing by when somebody had a discussion, and he asked, where does it say Uchokam Arayas Anoila? The Yannick Gazak takes an office. Gazak, nay. What? Where does it say it? In Tomei Daflam and Beis. Right. This is where it says it. Erkut, Amr Leiz Mitzkri Gibor, where's that Gibor? Amr Leiz Gibor, Akavish is Yitzroy. Amr Leiz Mitzkri Yoshi, where's that Noshi? Mashua goes to every chance against Malach. He can't. He says what Alexander was after the whole time was that they should talk about him. You know, when he said Ezu Chochom, he thought he was trying to get them to speak about him as against the Chochom. And Ezu Gibor, he was a belt's man. He says, "Much will keep it, conquered the whole world." Ezu Osha, you know, they kept their cool and they basically flattened him in Gansen. You know. They were chipping him a little bit. Agav, I just want to point out, although this is not the place where a Musa Shmu is, but if you look in the room, what's made Samea B'chelkoi? You should be on Samea B'chelkoi. I'm happy with my income, you know. I'm not looking to pay the IRS anymore than I am paying. If you look in the Rosh, not the place for it, but it's good to know. Hasameach B'chelkoi. You have to be Sameach in that area also. Anybody knows what's going on in this door? Because how much trouble it's caused to us and to the door by the fact that people are not Samei B'chelko. They're looking elsewhere. But okay. Six, that was six Shilas. Omer lohen, mayavid inish v'yichye. What should a person do and live? Omer le yomises atzmo. Let him kill himself. See, we have two pshat. The Mefarish learns it means to act in a humble way. Keep a low profile, we would say. Yashpil es atzmo. Because people won't give you an ayin hara. They won't be jealous. The person who is in the limelight, and people are mekaneh him, he gets hit with ayin hara. You're better off keeping a low profile. People will like you, and you live long. What should a person do? He wants to die fast. Keep a high profile. Keep yourself in a public view. There'll be kinder and all that. Keep yourself away from gaiva. Most people don't learn that way. Most people learn that means to deprive oneself of pleasures, not to. From Tainugim and that kind of stuff. Like the Chazal say, don't get involved in the Tainugim Elam Hazeh. If you want to die young, run after Tainugim Elam Hazeh. Okay. So we just knocked off six questions, I think. Eight. We finished eight questions already, no? We had Shemayim Vaharetz. We had the distance. Shemayim Vaharetz first. Oren Choshe, those three. Then he had Chochem Gibor and Osher, that's another two, that's six. Now we had Mayavid Omid V'yichi of the eight, nine. Omel and Mayavid Omid Yiskabal Al-Ber Yisuf. What should a person do? What should a person do? That it should Makabal Al-Abriyas, people should like him, whatever you call it. You should take Dale Carnegie's popularity course. Omru Yisni Malka V'Shulka. Hate the Malchus, and she'll keep away from the political action. The before I say Yiskabel Dvar, if people accept him, they like him, but a person who drays around the Malachim Vissar, people are jealous of him, and they come to hate him. Very similar to before, giving a low profile. Omalu, at this point, he says, I got a better Eitzah than you. Didi told him, my Eitzah is better. You're claiming, if you want him, Yiskabel Abriz, keep away from the influential circles. I say, Fakert. Yerachem Malchus v'Shilton, become body body with the Malchus. Paket v'yevetivu and b'nei Enosh, you'll be able through your good offices by the government do good for people, help out people. That way, people will like you. He held that was the better way to go. Okay. Omlem is final shayla. Biyomi yoyle meida biyabesh to biyoyle meida. Is it better to live on the land or on the sea? Omrulei. Be a besh the yoy lameda. That's 11 on dry ground. The hakol nechus. Mashiach explains also in those days. I mean, those who went on the oceans and they did that, they stood to make a better living. There seemed to be a better parnasa angle over there. On the other hand, it was a rougher life. Sakolus with mice. That's what he was asking basically. He told him, "Biabesht, why the kol nechusa yamu? All the sea people lemiats v'daitei and the sakli abesht. They're always under pressure. They're nervous until they land. To be out there. It's a pressured, it's a pressured existence. Okay, that's his ten shilas. Now he says to them, Amalhen Eden min choin chakim yosef. Which one of you is the top guy here? Who's the big chacham here? Amroloi." We're all on the same level. The komilsa da amrit lona. Every shaila you asked us, bechad pasar nolov. We all came up together with the same answer. It's not like we're all in this together. Omer lahen, ma dein atristin lekivli. Most learn it means atrist lahatrosa means like mayis to go up against me. Why are you against me? And the Rosh says you don't marry into us. You don't eat and drink with us. Why aren't you with us? Why are you always you see we're on top. We're more than you, number one. we have the we control the thing. You're under us. We're more than you. Why are you keeping yourself separate from us? Why are you chapping with us, so to speak? Amrulay, interesting answer. Sitna notzach. You're proving to me you're right because you got more than us, and we're tachteichem. We're under you, right? That's a sitna notzach. That's an ishkin raya. Because you yourself see that the sotn is menatzeich, and he fools people. So don't be wondered that we're under you, you're on top. Those are the sotn of Gitton. It's not real. Listen, the sotn has his way, and he convinces people that you're right. The famous story, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, when he was a little kid, he was a wunderkind. And he got known by a local bishop or somebody, a count by some Kanakadon in the neighborhood. And he used to call him in, he used to play with him. All sorts of questions. It's a little bichel written like this of all the questions and the riddles that he asked him. He was a little kid. And he goes, hey, it's very interesting. So once he tells him, says, hey, listen, talk to him. You believe a majority rule? He says, do we believe a majority rule? It's a pasuk in Noach Chumash, Achiram Lahatis, you took it from us. Of course we believe majority rule. So he says to him, maybe as a Yenison, why don't you come over to our side? We got more people than you do. He's a Catholic, whatever. So what happened to Achiram Lahatis? A similar question. So Yenison said, good. He said, Achiram Lahatis Abshad, when you have a Sophic. If you have a Sophic, to be patient of Sophic, Sador Roy. Zagmi, what's one and one? My example. One and one is two. I mean, it used to. When I went to school, it was two. So they'll make now a survey against America. I'm sure it'll come out that 83% of the people who invest in the market on Wednesdays hold that one and one is three. I mean, it's something I'm sure. Will it change our belief that one and one is two? What's enough community? 99% of the world say it's two, three. It's still two. What's a vada? He's a vada. He says, well, Mishkin, suffer. There's no roi. We know what's the truth. Our moon is true. There's nothing to do with roi. Okay. Sit in the notzach. Amar lehen, he lost a little bit of his patience with them. Anamaktilna yasnum Xeris Malchin. Listen, I'll wipe you out with Xeris Malchin. Not just me. I'll take my people out. I'll get all the kings in the world together. The Mephori says that. The Masha says he was a Moshul Bekeeper, the Gemara says. He had control of the entire world. I'll get everybody to wipe you out. Omrulay, Shultan biyad Malka, it's true, you've got the control. But Veloyoyla Malka Kozov. Spastish for the Melech to go back on his word, and we know you promised us that you would take care of us, so you wouldn't bother us. Okay, that turned him around. We got Alvishas Levushan Agamon, he put them on up his fancy clothes, with Shirim Shoni Manicha, the Havaltzer, he put a Revit Azov around their necks. Omalam, now he gets to the point, he's got a problem here. Beina de Oslo Medinas Africa. He wants to go to Africa, deep dark Africa. Omrulelo Motsis Aslis. You can't get there. Why? The Paske Hore Choshech. Between where you are and where you want to go in Africa, Hore Choshech, a place where it's dark all the time. It's always dark there. Nobody can pass through those mountains. Omer Lohen, Lo Sagi Lo Azil. Got that juking cup. I got to go. And Amotu Hochi Meshailina Lechu. That's why I came in to ask you. I gotta get there. Elamavi, what looked on? Omru later gave an eight. I see Chavrin Luboye. Big donkeys from Mitzrayim. The Parsha Bahavra that I used to traveling at night. Vaisa Kibura de Masne. Bring, how do they translate? Coils of rope. How do they translate? Spools of
flax.
Cord, yeah, like a rope. Spools, coils of rope. Okay. He's giving him an eight, so he shouldn't get lost. In other words, as he travels there, he should keep tying on the rope. A simple system to mark the tree, you tie on the rope, and it'll be there. So when he comes back, he just follows along the rope and he get back where he came from. Boy Scouts 1.1, you know. Okay. The Kota Bahaigi, so tie this way. The kiosis, when you come back, knock this big avayu, grab onto the ropes. The osis lasvach. Okay. Guy said, so they gave him, and he goes on to his expedition to Africa. Ovarochi, the ozal. Funala Tsoris, where does he wind up in Africa? In the Ezra Snoshim. Comes to place, there's only women over there. Motalu, Mecheze, the Kulin Noshi. the kula noshi. There's only women in this place. I don't know how they swung that, but okay. How they could be populating the place, I'm not sure. But that's what it says. Boy lemebet krova badai v'rashah zok. What does a king do? He's a conquering king. I mean, he was insane, Alexander, would conquer. It was his shigoyin. I mean, he's got to conquer. He's got to go to war. He came to the place. He's got to conquer. So they're smart ladies. Omru lei hetzachayin. You're going to make war with us? What's going to happen? You'll wipe us out. What are they going to say? He took a bunch of women. He katal slon yemen. No, she katal. What's it going to look like? He killed women. And Ella was the other side. We'll kill you. You're really going to look bad. He could till the loch. Yemen malke de katalu noshi. I'm Ella that the women brought down. Your best age is not to fight with us. Omar Lehen, he caught on. He was a good listener, Alexander. I said, whatever he told the thing, he caught on. I'm a zokt in the history books. I got a grace of Balkishu. He was upset. I'm a sugar apples with the thing. He was a very smart guy. Omar Lehen, Isolin Nahama. Okay, enough is enough. Yanuk philosophy, let's see. Isolin Nahama, bring some bread. Okay, they were also interesting ladies, I see. Iceland and the Hamad did a Hava, Savior did a Hava. So they put him a golden piece of bread on a golden tray, on a golden table. They meant to give him a good message. They, you know, let's see, they meant to say, you, Alexander, were you coming all the way here to eat? How's it supposed to answer that home? Obviously, came here for wealth, for riches. Obviously, that's what you meant. You didn't come here to eat lunch. I mean, Omer Louis said to me, "Achli inchi namid haba." People eat namid haba, golden stuff. Omer Lei Eli Nahamid boys. If you came here for bread, lahava lo baasuch nahava lo meich. We have food to eat at home. That's what you came here. The shaklis vosik al gishlep dola hocho. Okay, he understood once again. They were right. He nofik vosik as he's leaving. Kosef habova de mechayza. He wrote on the Sharoir of that place, Ano Alexandrus Mugdon, I Alexander the Great, Habis Shatya. I was a fool. At the Assisi Lemdinas Afriki de Neshaya. Until I got to the Women's Department of Africa, the Lilifis Eitzum in Neshaya. And I learned something from the women. Kishokul, now comes in Santa Musish Museum. Kishokul Vossi, he's on his way out. Yosef, he sat down to eat lunch by a watering hole, by a what do you call it, a spring. People think to eat because I would have some water to drink. Yosef umayono, kochel nahamo, havo biyode gulden ad milcha. You can see he was affected by the Jews. What did he have with him? Herring, salted fish, they had. So he's rinsing off the fish in the water to get rid of some of the salt. There's two pshat. About a nofel reicha came on that fish. I may take a good smell, or nofel berucha many have. They came alive. They became alive from the water. Bekitzat afashtan and eat away that this water is coming from Gan Eden. Eat it at that special rei Gan Eden. The fact that it was mechayir a fish. Some say shokol me'anom. He took some of the water, tie it, washed his face with it. That's all he did. The other way, he figured he'll investigate a bit more. Iged amri, he's going to follow the path that will gain in Gan Eden. Not a bad system, you know what I mean? You got the way in. You just follow the water in. Idlikule, he followed along the path of the water. Adamotel apischa de Gan Eden. He found Pesach Gan Eden. Who finds Pesach Gan Eden? Alexander the Great. I mean, Romokola, okay, he thinks he's a big shot here too. Pesachli Baba, flying in, open me the gate to Gan Eden. Okay, you know what they told him? Omer Leizah Shel Hashem, Tzadikim Yavovo. Keep cool, Alexander, you're not getting in today, you know what I mean? What? No protects you at the gate of Gan Eden, you know. Okay, you don't want to let me in, but on a of a person. Give me something. It either means a skull or it means the eye socket somewhere. But the point is the eye. Asya. He wants to weigh the skull. So how do you weigh it? You put on one side of the Moznayim. And you put on the other side weights. Whatever he put on the other side, he could weigh down that skull. All the silver and gold. I got that piece of silver and gold, Alexander the Great. He couldn't weigh down the skull, the Isaac. Lava miskale. I'm not born on my high. What's going on here? I think exactly what everything is us. I'm regugalto the ain of the bisser vedomo, the eye of a boss of a dom. Who? One second. What's the word there? Who? The loikosova. It's never satisfied. A person is never satisfied. You can't satisfy the eye of a human being. You can put whatever you want. You're never going to satisfy that want. How do I know that? That's for sure you're right. That's what a pshado. So they told him a good eitzah. Omrule, shakli klili afro. Take a little dirt. Kasya, cover the eye. You'll see, you can easily weigh it down. Valta taklo. Once the eye can't see, the desire is not there. Then it weighs whatever it weighs. And the zogin, it's a remez. It's a remez that the taiva doesn't stop until you're under the dirt. No, the maze for Chotzit Havosu B'yodo. Dichsev, She'oil V'avadon Loitizbano, and the Vechule is the main part of the Pasuk. There is it, he brings it here somewhere. Yeah, it says this, it's a Pasuk in Misha, She'oil V'avadon Loitizbano, Ve'ene Odom Loitizbano. There's no end to the what the want of a person. That's something the story. Tonad Veilio, I don't know what this is doing here, I'll be honest. Gehenim Lamailim in our key, I guess we spoke about Gan Eden maybe. It's up there. V'yeshoim Lachuri Harei Choshech. Of course, we spoke about Harei Choshech. Tonar Reb Chia, Kol Eisik B'Toyro Balailo, Shechina Kenegdo. Shenema, Posgin Eicho. Kumi Roini Balailo, L'Reish HaShmuris, Shivchi Kamayim Libeich, meaning, when we run in Balailo, you'll come to sing, meaning to learn Balailo, you will be Noichach Bnei Hashem. So somebody who learns by night, it is Shechina Kenegdo. Zogdam HaShozei Agudu, it says, Kumri Roni Balailo L'Reish HaShmuris. What's the Reish HaShmuris? So the Chazal say, Reish HaShmuris means the beginning of the third Hashmuris, two-thirds into the night. So the mashor that Rina could be tefila also. Shmuel Rina tefila, but 2/3 into the night is not tefila. It's after Chatzos. It's after Ma'ariv. It's too early for Shachris. That's how they knew that Kumirayne Balaylo means learning, because there's no Rina shall tefila bereish Hashmuris. Fine. Omer Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Talmid Chacham Marm Shalom Ba'Olam, Shenem Avchol Bonaich Lamudei Hashem. Rav Shloim Bonoyech, and the last piece is missing. I'll take you Bonoyech, Elo Bonoyech. You have four Masechtos, I think, that finish off with this, if I'm not mistaken. Yevomis, no, there's a mnemonic for that. Four Masechtos that finish off with this memory. Creases, does Creases finish that way? Yevomis, Creases, I think.
Yeah? He says Brochus, Yevomis, Nozer,
oh, right. Bonoich, no, no. Brochus, Nozer, Yevomis, Creases. Bonoich. Bonoich. If you have any interesting, the Oroch Laner, the Svarim he wrote on, his project was to write on those four Masechtos. That's how I got started. Didn't finish, but that's how I got started. Anyway, but then I'm sure at the end of each Masechta that tells you what it's doing there. Here he says very simple, because we just saw the Talmid HaChachomim with Mar B'Sholem and Alexander. It started to be a major confrontation, but then they got out of it. That's what it's doing here. What is this doing here? Kumironi Balaili says he doesn't know. And he doesn't know. What's the connection here with the Pskola? Basically, my third Balaili says he doesn't know. Okay, back to Talmud. Now, we just finished the Ishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. Atovas Chomish Neiris. What? Yeah. Good. So you're gonna pshat. Can we run about Lila? The Reish Hashmur is a Zashtedah. Yeah, somebody says a good word. It says in Kehelas, Oyev Kesef Leizba Kesef. Rashi brings from Chazal the Oyev Tayur Leizba Tayur. Oyev Kesef Leizba Kesef is not the healthiest thing to be involved. Oyev Tayur Leizba Tayur. What's going on there? I heard from somebody once, the Pshat says, Oyev Kesef Leizba Kesef. That's this problem. They know the mace. Yesh Lo Roh Never Rosh Lo Masai. A person never finishes. So, what Chazal trying to say? What Hashem do to us for? I mean, what did He give us as Azazach for? He put us away. I mean, putting that into the Tumas HaNefesh of people that the Taiva can never be finished. So, why do you do that for us? And Teretz is it's there to be used for if Torah is but Torah. The Etzem Zach is a good Zach. It just has to be directed in the right direction. Okay. We finished. We just finished. Shchitas HaTomid, and then it said, "Bol and Lelishka Sagozes, Likras Hashma." They're going to go to daven because they want to daven before any hakrov. That's why we held things up now a minute. He's Omalem Mamuna, so they're going now to Lishka Sagozes. That's a short form davening. They don't daven the Ketan Shemishma because they're in a rush. They got work to do. They give mamish to that. We cut them down to the basics. Is they go to Lishkas HaGozes. First of all, they hear the Be'sheva, yes. What if you go to Lishkas HaGozes? It's a dam. Dam in Dazora. Lishkas HaGozes, how do you do? She's Azora here for it. Dazora is Azora. Why not dam in Dazora? And it's very strong answer, emphasis of the Rosh. Think of the very important. Look at the first Rosh. Yom la mamuna. Hu mamuna lakach la seder abo yidah seyim. Vo omel lahem la'acha shebo Lishkas HaGozes. She tfiloso shel odom nishmaz v'mokim dal rame shel toyer. Tfile beda v'mokim toyer. That's why they dive in the Lishka. Lishka was the Mokma Sanhedrin. That's why they dive in there. Rabbeinu Yoina, Hachosid Rabbeinu Yoina, Rashi Mesesu, who used to say Paskins, Ahecha de Garse is Doicha Tvila Betzibu. The Indian of learning, we don't Paskins, we do, but the Indian of davening where you learn, the Bemokim HaTayra, is more important than Tvila Betzibu. Paskin Rabbeinu Yoina, Hachosid Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay, but it's only for people to rust them nose. What is that? That's a good question. You have to check the books, but they definitely daven. They daven as Monday. I mean, the regular davenings. Yeah. I mean, they didn't because they were rushed. Pirishman davening. They didn't because they were rushed. Omlam, that's a whole Asek. We know clearly they were davening with Mamis Amigdash. We know that. The question. Omlam Amumune. Berchu Brocha Achas. It's a short form. They're in a hurry. One Brocha Birchas Krishu. Which is it? It's a Shalom. The Gemara seems to come out here. It's Abba Rabba. Because it's very early in the morning. Don't forget. This mission, most of them, this mission is going to give us Sikh. Which means you're not Yotze Krishma until a couple of minutes before Netzacham, basically. It's too early to daven. It's not too early. It's a Krishma now. And Yotzer Or certainly is too early. So they set up a rabbi now, and they'll say Yotzer Or later when the time comes. Lamotas man Yotzer, Chimotas man Yotzer, Abu Amri. Are you saying it out of order? That's the Gemara's Raya. Say the Brocha, say the Ma'akri. Say Nachum, you say Yotzer Or after have a rabbi, it's Takanat Ma'akri. That's Gemara, that's got the Sugi over there. Berchu Brocha Achas. The Haim, they said, what do you call it? They said Avarabu. Vikoru Aseres Advorim, they laned Aseres Adibris. The Gemara asks, what in the world is Aseres Adibris? Okay, because important parts, the Gemara says it, so we all should say it. Af Bigvulin Bikshu Likras came. They want it to be part of regular dominant. This is Aseres Adibris. El Shikar Bitlum Ne Taromes Aminim. They stopped it because of the meaning. The Yerushalmi explains, because people will come to say, oh, those are the guys in Torah, and the rest is not really, is not so important. This is the point, so they stopped doing it, but it remained by the Kohenim and Beis Hamikdash. They said, Shema, Gohoyim Shamoya, Vayoymer. Okay, now we have to be careful. Og Yisrael reads, Baruch Hu Es Ha'om, Sholish Brochus, Emes V'yatziv, V'avoido, U'Birchas Kohen. Okay, Emes V'yatziv, we understand. Avoida is Ritzei. They were mispalo for the Avoida. They said, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. It's like, all right, Ritzei, but in the present, not in the past. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, Avoidas Amchu Yisrael, V'ishe Yisrael, U'svilosu, Tzekabel Berotzi. And what's the end? Obviously, they didn't say Amar Zeshenosu, Ritzei, and they're there. So Rashi has Baruch HaMekabel Avoidas Amo Yisrael Berotzi, or the Rosh has another possibility. He says, but it's basically the Birchas would say. It's a bracha that they avoided, that they're going to do soon. The Akhtarah should be in the Skabel. And Birchas Koyanim. Now here we got to be very careful. This does not mean the Duchenin. Because the Duchenin is not until after the Haktorah. We're going to learn a little bit later. Now everybody keeps on pointing, don't make a mistake. This, they didn't go to the Duchenin. They're not the Duchenin. They're not Skagos. They didn't go to Duchenin. It wasn't with Nesias Kapai. Yetoysen Broga says it means they said the Psukim. The way we say it in Shul. Or the Rosh, the Rambam say, they said Sim Shalom. They said, okay, Sim Bochen Rosh Hashanah is about Torah. Sim Shalom Torah. They said that, bro. To the point that the Rosh says, you can't have the gears of Baruch Hu Es Ha'om. So Baruch Hu Es Ha'om sounds like they benched the people. That sounds like Birchas Koyanim. This is not the Birchas Koyanim that's going to happen soon. That's not what happened over here. The Rambam says, this is your fellow, because, what? I'm sorry?
So what is the gears?
They have it just Borchu, Shalosh Brochus. And Rashi and others say it should say Borchu Im Ha'om. Says the Rashi, can't be Borchu Im Ha'om either, because the Om didn't daven then. It's too early. And Rashi in the next line brings the Braisa. That's my Krishma Lohigia. This mission is going vasikin. You're not yoytze. It's too early in the morning to be yoytze. They said it because of the shasat chag. They were stuck. But the yidden were not davening then. They certainly weren't. They weren't saying ritzei. Why should they say ritzei? They didn't say. Then there's the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh points out. It's a problem. What he means im and it's the first two. What? We're a couple of minutes after Aloy Sashar. So why should the Klal Yisrael daven then? Loyotza means loyotza. That's the Gemara. Loyotza, the real din. That's the famous Vasigan sugya. We'll get to it in 2.5 months. Loyotza. Or they hold you daka not yotza. That's not clear. Some old they hold you not yotza. The Vasigan taka took it seriously. Oh, so the Tishel says it means Baruch Hu Im Ha'am. It means they benched with the people the same bracha. Not that they daven with, but okay. Avoid a birchas koyinim. Ubishabbos, mosifin brachachas lemishmar ayotze. On Shabbos, when they're changing of the guard, not in Piccadilly Circus, but this is when they changed the guard. Then one mishmar came in. The old mishmar did shachris and musaf. The new mishmar already took over by Tom and Shalbein Rabbi. So there was a bracha that the mishmar hayotze gave to the mishmar anichnas. And the Kitzchakim Baruch gives exactly what they said here. My bracha, I'm Reb Chelbo. Mishmar hayoytzei oimer lemishmar nichnos. Misha shiken shmoi bebayis hazeh, hu yashkin beinechem avo v'achvo v'sholem v'reyus. So noch a bracha, that they gave a bracha to the entering koyanim, that everything should go good. I get the Rosh throws into it. This birchas koyanim, what are they saying it for? I mean, it's not birchas koyanim. They're going to say birchas koyanim about 15 minutes from the door. It's just like Ritzei. They're davening now that it should be niskabel, the haktorah krov, we're going to do in a few minutes. They're also being davening that it should be niskabel, the birchas koyanim, we're going to say in a few minutes. Mispalam al nesiyas kapayim sheish l'mas ha-haktorah zevri tomin, sheyaskim ha-kodesh boruch al yodom levorach es Yisroel. Just like they davened Ritzei and avoid es ha-tom. Okay, by the way, I just skipped a little introduction. From here to the end, we have no more Gemara. We also have no more Mefarish. But from here on, they printed the Rambam. From Pisham Mishnah, they have the print of it. But the Meforish finished. Okay. Omalahem. Now, we're coming to the Ketores. The next thing is the Ketores, right? Tovas Chav and Shneiros, Kedemes Ladam Atom. Ladam Atom and Kol Matovas Shneiros. Atovas Shneiros, Kedemes Ketores. Now, we have to have the third pious of the day. The first pious was Shuma Sadesha. So Mishnah Yuma, there are four piouses during the day. The first pious was Shuma Sadesha. The second pious is the 13 Koyan, and Mishreich and Mizori. The third pious is for the Ketores. Now, the Ketores, the Gemara explains in Yuma, was an interesting thing. It brought Ashirus. The Koyan who was marked the Ketores was Mesach, they state. Mela, they wanted to spread the wealth. So they never let a person do it twice. Unless they had gone through all the Kayan, and then we have no choice. So when they made the pious for Ketores, they said Chadoshim. Only people who have never served Ketores on Kumim for the pious. They don't want to repeat on that. Omolahem, the moon of Chadoshim le Ketores bo v'ofisu. Those who have never done Ketores, come to the pious for Ketores. Zocha Misha Zocha. Okay, now we have the fourth pious. What's the fourth pious? Where's all the Evarim of the Behemah? It's on the Kevesh, Chetzikovesh Lamata, on the Mayrim site. Okay, we got to get it up to the Mizbeach. So we're going to make a pious for me. We're going to bring the Evarim from the bottom up to the Akhtarim. But here we have a Machloik. Now he says, Lam Chadoshim in Yishonim. So now he says, no, now everybody can go. With the fourth pious, everybody can go. We're not worried about repeat performances. So he says, in the third one, he said, Chadoshim bo. Now he says, listen, everybody, Chadoshim gam Yishonim. Bo v'ofisu, mimala evorim in hakevesh lamizbeach. Reb Lezer ben Yankiv oimer, hamala evorim lakevesh umala oisun agabi amizbeach. He didn't have another pious. He said, just the guys, each one who brought it from the Ritzvah Sazorah to the Kevesh, we had before the six Kayanim, they just now come and take it from the Kevesh up to the Mizbeach. Tanakama holds, it's new people, and it's a new pious. So the Gemara says in Yuma, why? Because they hold, V'roivam Adras Melech, want to get more people involved in the Isak. Okay, he holds, he has a svar also this, it doesn't look good, it looks like they're trying to get rid of their work, and I brought it here, and then I went home to rest, and it's too shred to go weiter, that's his svar. And this was Brovam Adras Melech. They have some interesting machloek story showing them here. This pious, it's unclear now. When we went from the ground to the Kevesh, we took six koyanim. Now it says, we make up a mimale vormen Kevesh. What does that mean? So most people, Rashi tells us, most people say that means one person now takes it all over. We pick one person, the Rosh says, mimale vormen Kevesh, koyan echod, hoyamales kulo. Now it goes to one person. And the Tosfos Yerushalmi Yuma says, no, you get another six. Just like there were six in the morning, you have six now, you make a pious for six. But the Blessed Yankov doesn't have that pious altogether. If you look in the Mishnah in Yuma, you have exactly the same Mishnah in Yuma, Chofvov, I think it is, except Reb Lezer ben Yankov is not there. So therefore, everybody Paskins like the Tanakama, because the same Mishnah in Yuma is like the Tanakama, and that's why. You know, I say to her, avoid the Yom Kippur, it's Arba Paisis. Because we all go with Arba Paisis. We don't go with the Blessed Ben Yom Kippur. Mosrum Lachazonim, they gave them over to the Shamoshim. Hoyumavshitim Osom Esbigdeyim, they would undress them. And they dressed them. Now, this is an interesting question over here. The people who were standing in the pious, got it? We got these, the Kayanim in the circle, right? Were they wearing regular clothes or big dekuna? Beis the pious. So machlokes amoroyim in Yuma. So anyone says lechuri, you see from here they weren't wearing big dekuna, because it says after the pious we gave them over to the shamoshim to dress them. Apparently they didn't have the big dekuna on yet. Zog the Gemara, so Rabbi Yochanan holds they wore a big dekuna before the pious. They should be ready immediately to go to work. Zog the Gemara, no, you know, Mishnah means the other way. Not we give over those koyanim. We give over the koyanim who didn't win the pious. We got to undress them. That is, we got 50 koyanim standing in big dekuna. We just picked out 13 of them. Or now it's 19, whatever it is. We give all the others, they're not working today. We give them over to the chazanim to undress them. That's what it means. Do we happen to hold that way, that they did it big? Day. What? What about the private kavanas? What? Yeah, okay, maybe they'll put them on them, but I bet it. I guess, yeah, but until they got what? I guess we didn't want to drag around the big day cool until they flow and call them then, I assume so, yeah. Most of the chazonim, so means most of them go down, it means the kohenim were not working. So the shamosh took care of them. Hoyim afshitim, most of them, they would undress them. Again, they were wearing four things. They weren't wearing all that many stuff here. They're wearing a hat, a belt, a shirt, and the pants. That's how they took up the three things. They left them with the michnas hakodesh on because they didn't want them naked in there. Then they put on the big dechoil. Then they took off the pants from underneath and they put on their regular pants. Oh, where they put the big dechuna? There were kabbis in the base Pinchas HaMalbish. It was one of the lishkis. It's on the side of the shanikan. I think to the right side of the shanikan. No? Pashas, that's where it is over there. And there were cubbies. Most learned there were, each mishmar had four cubbies. Each there were 24 sets of cubbies. Each mishmar had four cubbies. One said, Mitznefes, Avnei, Ksoines, Mechlesayim. They put all the Mechlesayim in the Mechlesayim cubby. Chahena. That's how they did it. No, six for the Ivor. One was for the soilus, one was for the chavid, and one was for the yai. In the parts of the animal, there were six. No, that went up already. One second. Well, that didn't go yet. We're not up to that yet. Forget. We're not up to that yet. We're going to come to that soon. We'll have to see. Let's see who does that. I don't know yet. Like, who does that? We're not dealing with them yet. Who will do that? It sounds like they're not up there. That's what everybody wants to know. Where are they? Where are they right now? Who's going to finish the job on that? That's later, because that comes after that crow. We'll have to see. They're in limbo right now. I don't know where they are. What? I know it's tomorrow today. No, tomorrow's the last day. We'll finish tomorrow. Where's the Silas and Minas? Yeah, we'll finish tomorrow.
Alexander the Great, the beginning of a, looks like originating of a Moshe Kippah,
it was a Moshe Kippah. Moshe says it was a Moshe Kippah.
Moshe Kippah, so they have Moshe Kippah.